This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Planned Parenthood, the victim of an ideologically motivated undercover sting operation, is facing the charge that it is illegally selling fetal body tissue as a sideline to conducting legal abortions. Four undercover videos released by a group calling itself the Center for Medical Progress has put Planned Parenthood on the defensive. And today the Senate will vote once again on defunding it, threatening the about $500 million federal dollars Planned Parenthood receives each year. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, how likely is this to actually come to fruition, the defunding?
Well, today, not likely at all. The vote today is likely to fail. It was cobbled together relatively quickly, and there are enough senators to deny those 60 votes, some of them Republicans. Susan Collins is one. She's the moderate Republican from Maine who said she's very concerned about the videos. The statements and the context of those videos disturb her, except that Planned Parenthood is the primary health care provider for women in lots of rural areas of her own state. Don't forget, Planned Parenthood provides not just abortions, John, but lots of other healthcare services, including cancer screenings, birth control, in some cases, breast exams and other services as well. The federal funding that you're talking about, you might be wondering, well, gee, I thought there's no federal funding allowed for abortion. That's illegal. And that's true. That federal funding that Planned Parenthood does get is siphoned into those other healthcare services. Abortion money has to be kept separate legally. This vote today, very unlikely to reach 60, but that's not the last you're going to hear of it because, first of all, there are more videos scheduled. The Center for Medical Progress promises that it has 8 to 10 more videos to fuel the fire around this controversy, and they're going to be timed in late August and September, I think. And the reason for that, John, is that there's a big spending fight coming up in September that's much bigger than this issue. How to fund the federal government? Republicans and Democrats are already clashing over sequestration, overall spending levels, over $1 trillion worth, a massive spending fight. And now conservatives in both the Senate and, more importantly, in the House are starting to up the pressure on their own leadership to include a defunding effort in that debate. Now you're talking about a Planned Parenthood abortion rider in an overall spending debate, and we've seen that movie before. That's the kind of debate that tends to derail a spending negotiation, if there even is one, making it more difficult even than it is on the grounds of money for the federal government, and that increases the chances, I'm sorry to say, of a government shutdown.
So government shutdown aside for the moment, are these Planned Parenthood videos likely to simply exacerbate a sense of distastefulness associated with an activity that has a sanction in the medical community, that has already been approved within the medical community? Or is it going to show Planned Parenthood crossing some huge line here that conceivably disqualifies it as an organization from receiving any federal dollars at all?
I don't know, but it seems that the question of disqualification seems unlikely. There have been many efforts in the past to defund Planned Parenthood. That isn't new. We'll have to see what the other videos say. And indeed, some Democratic candidates, and let's talk about candidates to keep in mind that we are in an election season, and that's important here. That is part of the backdrop. Hillary Clinton herself, who's an ardent supporter of abortion rights and of Planned Parenthood, said she was disturbed by the videos. Planned Parenthood has been doing a great deal of pushback. They say these videos are heavily edited. They're out of context. They've asked the National Institutes of Health to convene an independent scientific panel to find the overall health care benefits for women of funding Planned Parenthood. And they've been pushing back in the states of senators who are up for re-election, running ads in Indiana. Joe Donnelly's a moderate Democrat. He's anti-abortion. Planned Parenthood is putting up ads pro-women's health saying, Donnelly, don't vote for this thing.
Abortion, Planned Parenthood, and the latest election cycle. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thank you.
You got it, John.
Out of context, this video of Dr. Mary Gatter, president of the Medical Directors Council of Planned Parenthood, looks very much like a creepy auction for the tissue of aborted fetuses.
What would work for you? Don't lowball it.
Okay.
Tell me what you
really... $75 a specimen.
$75 a specimen over a creepy soundtrack. Can this be anything else, though? We know that these videos were taken after Planned Parenthood officials were lured into a meeting where this issue of selling fetal specimens came up. What are the guidelines here, though, and who gets paid in a situation like this? Joining us is Alta Sharo, professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin Law and Medical Schools. Alta, is there a norm here, academically or medically speaking?
Yes, and in fact, there's actually federal law as well as cultural and professional norms. And specifically, since the 1990s, it has been perfectly legal to transfer fetal tissue for research purposes from legally aborted fetuses, provided you are doing it for no more than the cost of reimbursing the expenses that are involved in obtaining, transferring, and maintaining it in a safe condition.
So the idea that anyone would be profiting off of this is completely illegal and not necessarily what we would conclude from looking at these videos based on the numbers used.
Yes, there's a subtlety here, which is that the federal law's language refers only to tissue taken for transplantation purposes. That's because that is the kind of research going on at the time the law was being drafted. So technically, research that is just taking place in a laboratory doesn't even fall under these laws that restrict payment for profit. But in most cases, the entities, including Planned Parenthood, will nonetheless follow the spirit of the federal law.
And if we're talking about fetal tissue itself, is it donated? In other words, is the fact that it is from an aborted fetus automatically mean that it is available to doctors for this kind of use, or does the mother of the aborted fetus have to donate or specifically grant consent here?
The pregnant woman has to give consent, but there's a catch. She has to have already made the decision to have an abortion. Only after she's made that decision can she be asked to give consent to donate the remains, the idea being to completely separate those two things and in no possible way to influence her decision about whether to go to term with the pregnancy.
So if we were to look at this situation with Planned Parenthood from a pure public relations standpoint and a norms and legal standpoint, is there any overlap here, or are they two just completely different situations, one profoundly negative for Planned Parenthood, it would seem, and the other maybe not so much?
I think they are very separate. I think that the imagery is very disturbing. Of course, the imagery from any kind of surgical procedure or the use of a cadaver or remains is always going to be disturbing, and it's a way of highlighting for people the discomfort they have around any kind of tissue from a deceased human, fetal, newborn, or adult. And it certainly helps to further stigmatize abortion in the public's mind. But as a matter of law, and frankly, as a matter of ethics, there is no problem with using the remains from a legal abortion, no more than there's a problem using tissues and organs from the victims of a homicide. We take advantage of what we can, regardless of the underlying act.
Part of what I'm hearing you say is that it's important for people to understand the reality of the situation medically, that these decisions should not be made completely in an opaque atmosphere where nobody can see what's going on. But for the video like this and for the images to get out purely in a political context to take down Planned Parenthood, that maybe is not the best case scenario.
Well, certainly one could argue that this is a debate that is not really about fetal tissue research and that this has simply become an avenue into the more general debate around abortion and around the funding of Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, provides abortion as a tiny proportion of its services, but nonetheless is associated with it in the public's mind. But it's valuable to remember that it's this same kind of imagery that made fetal tissue research controversial in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. It resulted in at least two federal advisory committees that both concluded it should be legal and that it was ethical, provided that the donation decision was separate from the abortion decision. And one of those committees was actually chaired by a Republican opponent of abortion rights, who is a federal judge, and led that committee to an 18-3 decision to approve of this kind of research. And that was under President Reagan.
Alta Sharrow is professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin Law and Medical Schools. Thanks so much, Alta.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.